T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is 10:30. We're behind. It's on me. Long chat with Andy Greeter of the Pioneer Press about the Poons and what's going on over at the U. Twins win. They win their opener 10-2. More on that a little bit later on. Jose Berríos moves to 2-0. Twins hit 3 home runs in the game. Timberwolves are off. Wild are idle. The girls' state tournament moves into championship Friday tomorrow at 1 o'clock. In 1A, it'll be Belgrade Brutnell Rose against Minnesota. And then at 3 o'clock at Target Center, Albany against Providence Academy. The 3A title game is set. Marshall and Becker will get started at 6. And in the nightcap, the 4A title game tomorrow night will be Chaska against Rosemont. And the Irish head coach joins us on the line right now, a little bit later than promised. Chris Orr joining us from Rosemont. Apologies, Chris, about getting you on a little bit later than expected. Big game tomorrow night, but congrats on a hard-fought win over Centennial in the semifinals.
Yeah, and no worries about being a little behind and everything. Yeah, no, it was a great game. It was a defensive battle, which we expected going into it, and it really showed in the second half there, but proud of the girls, and we battled through it and fought through a little adversity and executed just enough down the stretch and got plenty of defensive stops to pull up the victory.
I hadn't had a chance to see your team play during the regular season. Most of the games I did were Northern Suburbs, Northwest Suburban, West Metro, that sort of thing, but your team, great season and fierce competitors.
Yeah, they get after it, and we'll compete with anybody. We may not be the most flashiest of teams and throw up big numbers and anything like that, but we're going to come out and we're going to compete every night, and we're going to play some defense.
Yeah, great league, the South Suburban. I mean, Farmington, unbeaten conference champ. You were right on their heels, but Prior Lake, Shakopee, I mean, it's such a deep league. Every night you're getting challenged. I'm sure that pays dividends, you know, come state tournament time.
Yeah, most definitely. There's no easy game in our conference, and, you know, with the crazy schedule this year and of only playing conference teams and everything, and, you know, it just really magnified everything. But, we love participating in the South Suburban Conference, and we have great battles and great respect for all those teams every night.
Early in the year, you got handled pretty good by Farmington. You came back and played them to within 5 points. As I mentioned, undefeated conference champions. At that point in early March, did you feel like you really had something at Rosemont, that the team, after really getting blown out by Farmington early in the year, would respond and be able to play them so tough late in the season?
Yeah, we knew we could always play with them. We did, and credit to them early on in the season at our place. They kicked our butt, plain and simple. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we felt confident. We were the last team to beat them before we just beat them, a week ago. Last year in the regular season, we beat them, and we played them tough twice last year. And then, like you said, the second time around at their place, it was a great high school game back and forth and until the very end, and they made more plays down the stretch. So, you know, that gave us definitely some more confidence after that first showing this year that we could definitely get the job done. And then when we saw the matchups come out, we were pretty excited with they were at, because we felt comfortable with them. That's what we were going to do. We felt like we matched up well, and we knew exactly what we wanted to do game plan-wise, and credit goes to our girls, and they executed it almost perfectly.
And then grind out win over Centennial in the semifinals, and now Chaska, they pull the upset over Hopkins. And the great thing about a state tournament is easy to scout your opponents at a state tournament. And now, you know, going into that title game tomorrow night, Chaska, they obviously, to beat Hopkins, they're a very good team.
Yeah, no, they are loaded with talent. That is for sure, and they can score the basketball really well. And so we definitely have a hard task in front of us here. But, you know, we're up for the challenge. And like you said earlier, we love to compete. And that's what sports are about and everything like that. So our girls are ready. And should be fun night tomorrow night.
And one of the things that's so unique about your team is the balanced scoring that you had. And it's not just maybe in that game against Centennial where there was tremendous balance. This has been the case all year, that there's a lot of scoring options. You don't rely on any one individual to carry you.
Yeah, no, I think that's been a huge part of our success this year, and maybe kind of part of our hardship over the last few years, losing in the section championship five of the last 6 years and stuff, was that we kind of, our offense was kind of built around a few players. That was kind of, mainly on me, just that. And we really made an emphasis on the off season of just, making our offense more well-rounded and more diverse and, having that balance. And it's really paid off this year because it's been difficult, I feel, for opponents really to focus on one individual at times, and our girls have bought into it. I think that's been a huge thing too, is, they've put aside the statistics and the personal accolades that come with that, and, we just worry about getting that W at the end of the night.
Well, Chris, good to visit with you. Congrats on a great run, great state tournament so far. One to go against Chaska tomorrow night for all the marbles at Target Center. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, I appreciate it, and we're excited, and our community has been great, and backing these girls, and we get to live out the childhood dream in the driveway of playing for a state championship, and we get to live that dream tomorrow night.
Yeah, and everyone's so grateful that there is a state tournament opportunity, and there is a section playoff, and now a state tournament championship Friday for the girls coming up, and the 4A title game will close it out tomorrow night at 8. Rosemount against Chaska. It should be outstanding. Chris, have a good evening.
You too. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Chris Orr joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Quick break. We'll have the weather, and then we'll talk about what happened today in the boys tournament with Jim Paulson from the Star Tribune here on News Talk 830 WCCO. .10:43, 17 minutes now in front of 11 o'clock. Twins win, beat the Mariners 10-2 in the home opener today. Some long ball. Jose Berríos got it done, his second win of the year. Justin Rose, your leader at the Masters by 4 at 7-under. He shot a 65 today. We'll have a complete leaderboard update later on in the program. Timberwolves are idle. Wild are idle. State tournaments take over. We talk girls who, a moment ago, with Chris Orr from Rosemount. Right now we're going to talk boys basketball, and Jim Paulson covers high school sports for the Star Tribune. Initially, I was going to have Jim on later, but those boys games wrapped up, and I thought, well, maybe Jim will be willing to do it early and hit the hay, and here he is. Jim, good to visit with you.
How you doing, Steve? It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. A lot of long days. Tons of girls hoops and boys hoops. A moment ago, we talked about the four championship games for the girls, and then the boys coming up on Saturday. And for me, this new look state tournament format, where they had quarterfinals at sites all around the state, and then bring them in for the semifinals. This week has really gone state tournament format, where they had quarterfinals at sites all around the state, and then bring them in for the semifinals. This week has really gone pretty well, Jim.
It has gone actually pretty smoothly. I mean, the high school league has implemented an awful lot of different rules and restrictions to keep kids safe. Like, they dress at their home gym and get off the bus at Target Center and get onto the court within 20 minutes. So there isn't any regrouping. There's not a whole time to warm up. But teams are adapting pretty well, it looks like, and they're making things work. You know, some teams have said that it's been difficult for them to get started. They come out a little sluggish. But I talked to the Becker coach, Dan Baird, last night, Becker Girls basketball coach, and they came out flying. He said, didn't bother them at all. So I think it's just all in how ready you are for the state tournament. And so far, things are going pretty well.
Yeah, and would they open on a 16-0 run against Hill Murray and cruise to the victory? That was a surprise. And how about Jazz knocking off Hopkins? You know, everybody's number one in that 4A tournament. Now, a moment ago, talked to Chris Orr from Rosemont, and here they are, Rosemont and Jazz playing for the title tomorrow night in 4A girls hoops.
Yeah, I don't think at the start of the year that was a matchup you would have predicted in the state finals.
Right.
But, you know, I talked to Chaska coach Tara Seifert before the game. I was texting back and forth with her, and I said, you know, I Hopkins is a load, and they're loaded. They're a tough team to play, but I think if any team has got the right mix to give them a problem, your team does. And that was exactly what happened. They've got strength inside. They play good defense. They were penetrating on the dribble drive and able to kick the ball out and get points that way. And Chaska played such good defense, and they passed the ball so well that I wasn't surprised that they were able to handle Hopkins. I expected Hopkins to make better runs at them later in the game, but to be honest with you, Chaska deserved that victory. There's nothing fluky about that at all.
And, Jim, today the boys in 3A and 4A semifinals took over. Looked like Ridgefield had it, and then Alexandria roars back and stuns Ridgefield 66-64. Alexandria will take on Minnehaha Academy, who took down De La Salle 79-58. Chet Holmgren, quite a game.
Yeah, Chet Holmgren always has quite a game. You know what's funny about the Minnehaha Academy game is so much has been made about Chet Holmgren's versatility, being able to play guard, being able to run the offense through him. But today, for the first half at least, he was your quintessential big man, low post player. I think he had 8 of 9 shots in the first half. I think almost all of them, except for most of them, were little putbacks right around the basket. He had 10 rebounds. And he was playing like you'd expect a big man to play. So he's very versatile. He can do what he needs to do at any place on the court. As far as that Richfield and Alexandria game goes, those are the types of games you love. You know a team is never out of it, particularly when you've got a 3-point shot. You just feel terrible for those Richfield kids. They had it in their hands. They had an 11-point lead with, what, about 3 minutes to go, I think it was, and they let it slip away. So it all depends on how you look at it. If you're Alexandria fans, it's one of the games. Alexandria players, it's one of the games you'll never forget. If you're the Richfield players, it's one of the games you'll want to forget as soon as possible.
Yeah, and then in 4A, Creighton-Durham Hall takes care of business, beating Maple Grove. I saw you at that Maple Grove-Champlin Park quarterfinal game at Osseo. I was calling the game on Prep Spotlight, and you were covering for the Star Tribune, and that was an eye-opener, but Creighton-Durham Hall takes care of business tonight, 54-42, and then it was all Wayzata in the nightcap over Shakopee. The Trojans looked really good.
You know, a lot of people have said all year long, they thought that Wayzata might be the best team in Class 4A, and I'm not sure that they're not 100% right. Wayzata looked fantastic. I call their offense a team, a perpetual motion machine. They never stop moving. There's always cutting and penetrating, and the defense is always there, overplaying passing lanes, tipping balls, rebounding defensively. They're a team of such balance and such depth that Wayzata eventually just wears you down, and I think that's what happened to Shakopee. Poor Shakopee also had the disadvantage of losing their top scorer and primary ball handler, Cade McGraw, to an elbow injury that caused him to lose feeling in his arm 2 minutes into the game, so they had to adjust without him. But I don't know that anybody would have beat Wayzata the way they played tonight.
Yeah, Wayzata and Creighton-Durham Hall for all the marbles on Saturday night. Hey, Jim, thanks for staying up late. Always good to visit with you. And I know another busy couple of days with girls' championship Friday and then the boys on Saturday.
Yeah, and then we get to go into spring sports right away. So it never
stops. That's exactly right. I'm already getting requests for lacrosse and softball and baseball. I'm starting to fill the calendar with events. It's fun, though.
Absolutely.
All right, good to
Thanks
see
for having
you.
Me,
good
Steve.
To visit,
Appreciate
Jim.
It.
Yeah. There he is, Jim Paulson from the Star Tribune, part of their outstanding high school sports coverage team there. 10 minutes now in front of 11 o'clock. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll have the headlines, talk more about the Twins. And then after 11 o'clock, we'll talk Major Leagues with Scott Miller here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.